officials falsifying history by slapping BLM-inspired slavery plaque on Edinburgh statue, historian. By Jack Montgomery on February 2, 2022. Edinburgh's municipal government has been condemned for a slapping a Black Lives Matter-inspired plaque on one of the Scottish capital's most iconic monuments, accusing the statesman it commemorates of personal responsibility for more than half a million enslaved Africans crossing the Atlantic. Henry Dundas, 1st Viscount Melville, is little remembered in the present day, except by left-wing activists, but was a dominant figure during the French Revolutionary and Napoleonic Wars as the de facto leader of a large faction of Scottish MPs in Parliament and a holder of various government offices, including that of Home Secretary and Secretary of State for War. The Melville Monument, originally funded by the voluntary contributions of the officers, petty officers, seamen, and Marines of the Royal Navy, now stands in his memory in Edinburgh's St. Andrew's Square, but has been transformed from monument to millstone by a new plaque branding him a contentious figure and accusing him of being instrumental in deferring the abolition of the Atlantic slave trade. This badge of shame, which notably does not mention that Dundas was the lawyer for runaway slave Joseph Knight in a case which saw slavery abolished on Scottish territory years before the end of the Atlantic slave trade, had been disputed by Dundas's descendants, and it has now come under further criticism from Professor Angela McCarthy, a specialist in Scottish and Irish history at New Zealand's Otago University, who has accused officials of essentially falsifying history. Writing in the peer-reviewed academic journal Scottish Affairs, Professor McCarthy argued that it was patently absurd, erroneous, and bad history to claim that without Dundas, who did not own slaves and supported slavery's gradual abolition, the trade would have been abolished sooner. In reality, she wrote, the delay was informed by a variety of factors, not least the critical dependence of the UK Treasury for war revenues from the lucrative Caribbean trades at a time of global war with France and its allies, according to extracts of her paper quoted by The Times. Edinburgh City Council had the urgent moral duty to remove the plaque. Otherwise, the city faces the grave charge and international opprobrium of falsifying history on a public monument, warned the academic, not mincing her words. Sir Thomas Tom Devine, described by The Times as Scotland's foremost historian and by the Financial Times as Scotland's most distinguished historian since Thomas Carlyle, praised Professor McCarthy's paper as a tour de force of forensic historical research which irrefutably demonstrates that the text on the notorious plaque is brazen fake history. Edinburgh Council leader Adam McVeigh, of the left separatist Scottish National Party, SNP, defended the woke addition to the monument. However, with The Times paraphrasing him as having said that the plaque was factually accurate and agreed after input from a panel of representatives and academic checks. He seemingly neglected to mention, however, that a previous committee described by Sir Thomas evenly balanced group with opponents and supporters of Dundas involved was abandoned with the onset of BLM mania in 2020, replaced by a kangaroo court led by anti-Dundas activist Sir Geoffrey Jeff Palmer. Sir Jeff, Scotland's first black professor, but a specialist in the science of brewing, not history, has accused Sir Tom and Professor Jonathan Hearn, who has also criticized the plaque, of being part of an academic racist gang. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.